بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألم تر آيات أنزلت هذه الليلة لم ير مثلهن قط قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس رواه مسلم عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that certain ayat were revealed this night, the like of which has never been seen, referring to قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. As we mentioned, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly when it comes to these two surahs, مُعَوِّذَتَيْن, great defense mechanism Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Mufassirin have named these surahs Mu'awwidhatayn, the surahs by which we can invoke protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protection from every form of hardship, difficult, test, trial, tribulation. Turn to Quran, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zikr. And as I mentioned a few riwayat wherein sahaba ostensibly faced certain trials and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocated to them on these occasions how to use the Quran, Allah's zikr, yaqeen in a'mal, conviction in a'mal. In other words, instead of utilizing apparent means, use the means which from the ghaib, from the unseen. Use the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From these incidents, for example, the first one, the narrator is Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that he was once traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when an extremely strong wind suddenly started blowing and the sky became dark. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started seeking Allah's protection by reciting قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Now we can ask ourselves how many times we are traveling somewhere, the sky becomes dark, the wind becomes strong, we become a little bit afraid. What do we do at that time? We learn from this that start reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Uqba bin Amir that he should always seek Allah's protection by reciting these two surahs, because there is nothing as effective as these two surahs for seeking Allah's protection. Even if the wind is blowing, sometimes you're on a plane and you're suddenly facing turbulence. So we learn it is sunnah at that time to start reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Khubayb radiallahu anhu reports that it was raining one night and the sky had become extremely dark. Concerned about the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba looked for him. A night of apparent danger, particularly from the weather, etc. Sahaba became concerned. They couldn't find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they started looking for him. When they found him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, recite. So the Sahaba asked, what should I recite? Abdullah bin Khubayb radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. As we discussed previously, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, the whole surah is what? The sifat of Allah, particularly explaining, elaborating, opening up in front of us ikhlas, sincerity of iman, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So invoke Allah's blessings by declaring Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness. And with that, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read this three times. Three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, every morning and evening. By doing this, you will be protected against everything you need protection from. So this is, a lot of times people looking for taweez for protection. A lot of times we hang an amulet, or we get something, some verses of the Quran are read and it's tied up in a cloth. We learn, we don't need to go in that direction. Every morning, every evening, this is an established sunnah. Allah's Rasulullah taught us, he said, you will not need anything else to protect you. Read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu narrates, same narrator, this hadith which we are currently discussing, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to recite the Mu'awwidhatain, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, after every Farz Salah. So far if you look at these riwayat that we discussed, one is, anytime becomes suddenly dark or strong wind starts blowing, it is part of sunnah for us to learn, for us to adopt this practice to read Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Rabbin Nas. And we learn that every morning, every evening for protection, we won't need anything else. The last three surahs of the Quran, Ikhlas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. And in this hadith we learn that after every Farz Salah, it is part of sunnah to read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Hazrat Uqba bin Amir also is the narrator that he was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Uqba, that O Uqba, should I not teach you two surahs that are the best surahs by which protection is sought? Rasulullah ﷺ then taught him Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. And when they stopped for Fajr Salah on the same journey, Nabi ﷺ taught him to read these two surahs. And then he practically showed him the implementation of this. They had stopped for Fajr Salah. Rasulullah ﷺ sensed that Uqba was not himself. Rasulullah ﷺ recited Surah Falaq and Surah Nas in the Fajr Salah. And then he asked, tell me Uqba, how do you feel? According to another narration, Rasulullah ﷺ recited the two surahs to Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala and then asked him, how do you feel? Recite these two surahs when you go to bed and when you wake up. Recite these two surahs in the morning and in the night, when you go to bed and when you wake up. In fact, when it comes to reciting when going to bed, there is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif that Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this, my respected brothers, is one very beautiful sunnah which we should try and make part of our daily ma'amul. This is a sahih, established, authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retired at night, he recited Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbin Nas. He would then blow onto his palms in a manner that some saliva came onto the palms. And thereafter, beginning with the head, face and front of the body, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then rub as much of his body as he could. So, sit before you sleep, ideally face Qibla, if not, no problem. Read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbin Nas. Then blow onto your hands in such a manner that a little bit of, not a lot of saliva, but a little bit of saliva come onto the hands. And then starting from the head, the face and the front part of the body, rub the entire body as much as you can. Do this three times. This is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night he used to do this. Aisha radiallahu anha, how much he would adhere to this, she reports that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted with any pain, he recited Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, then blew on his body. using the method described in the foregoing hadith, to such an extent that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in what we refer to as maradul wafat, the illness after which he passed away from this world, she says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his last illness before death, that time Allah Ta'ala had tested his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that he was extremely weak at times. Extremely weak. He would suffer from severe bouts of fever, etc. So Aisha says that because he was weak, he couldn't read. So she used to read these two surahs. And then he taught us, we see in the riwayat of Aisha, that whenever he had pain, any affliction, any sickness, anything worrying him, he would read these two surahs and he would blow on his body. Now he is too weak. So she says that she read the two surahs while he was in Maradul Wafat. She used to read the two surahs and then she would blow on the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then pass his hands over his body. Obviously, the barakah and blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be greater than that of Aisha. This is why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would blow, she would read because he was too weak. She would read and then she would blow on his hands. And then she would use his Mubarak hands to pass his hands over the body. From this, when we learn the extent to which our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, would practice upon this and advocate its practice, then my respected brothers, one very important lesson we can learn from this is that there is absolutely no excuse whatsoever for us not to be practicing upon this. To such an extent, this is advocated, advised, emphasized. So at least, if you don't take anything else away from this, let us do this. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would teach his children also. So let us teach our children also. Today we are facing a lot of parishani, a lot of difficulties, a lot of problems. We are given a beautiful means of protection. Every morning, every night, we should get into this habit. قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. And at night before sleeping particularly, blow into your hands, do it three times. And wipe over the entire body. Allah give us tawfiq.